Father, will to give us birth by word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came to the territory of the Gadarenes, two demoniacs who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by that road. They cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" Some distance away, a herd of many swine was feeding. The demons pleaded with him, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go then." They came out and entered the swine, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea, where they drowned. The swine herds ran away. They had come to the town. They reported everything, including what had happened to the demoniacs. Thereupon, the whole town came out to meet Jesus. When they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As disciples of Christ, our goal is to welcome Jesus into our hearts and our minds and our actions and in everything that we do this day. But you can see in this gospel that Jesus warns us, not everyone is going to be open to him. The gospel is very hard to live out, even for us who are Catholic Christians. Because the gospel is going to challenge us in ways that we never had managed. And the gospel is going to challenge us to open our eyes, to look around us, to love people who have hurt us. The gospel is going to challenge us to protect life from conception to a natural death. The gospel is going to challenge us to put Christ above all. And sometimes that's so hard for people that they choose not to. So this gospel is a beautiful reminder today that Jesus Christ is always the answer to our problems, that he alone will challenge us to grow in his love, in his mercy. And this gospel is a very, very gentle reminder to not be discouraged also. If they rejected Jesus, they're going to reject his followers. So be not afraid. And today we celebrate that great saint, Saint Sarah, who was through him and the Franciscans were able to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're hurt today, we stand on the good work that they did ahead of us. So my dear friends, remember that you have good work to do today, and to not be afraid, but know that the Lord walks with you always.